Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Asir, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Matnas, the name of the gift to the poor in the Sefer Zeruyim, where the Rambam concludes with the great benefits and levels of the mitzvah of tzedakah of charity. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding what's the chashivas of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Chayavan anu lihizar b'mitzvah tzedakah, we're obligated to be very careful in this mitzvah of charity, Yisim comments to say more than all positive commandments. And the reason is that tzedakah is similar to tzaddik, because charity, which is a sign for the tzaddik, for the righteous person, which obviously the words are the same, tzedakah and tzaddik, which is Zera Avram Avinu, the descendants of Avram Avinu, Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis. Hashem says, Ki yedatev, because I know it, I'm intimate with Avram Avinu, lamana sheitzabez banu v'goyim, because he commands his children what? As the Pasuk concludes, lasa tzedakah, to do tzedakah. And ve'in kisi yisol miskoinen, the throne of the Jewish people is not established. Ve'dasa emes amedes, and the law of truth does not stand. Ela b'tzedakah, only with charity. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, b'tzedakah tekoinoni, with tzedakah it is established. Ve'in yisol negalen el b'tzedakah, and the Jewish people only redeemed with tzedakah. Shem, like it says the pasuk over there, tzien b'mishpa tipade, tzien Yerushalayim will be redeemed with justice. V'shavel b'tzedakah, and they will return. Its returnees will be with tzedakah. Halacha beis. A person never becomes poor from charity. There's no bad thing or damages come because of tzedakah. Shem, like it says the pasuk over there, the action of tzedakah will be shalom, which will be peace, which the pasuk there concludes that that there's peace and no harm comes. Now, call merachim, whoever has mercy, merachim in the love, they have mercy on him. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk in the Barm, v'nosn l'cha rachim, Hashem will give you mercy, v'rachamcha na mercy in your v'rbecha, and he'll increase you. V'chom yishach zori v'en merachim. And meaning Hashem gives you mercy, meaning you have mercy on others, and he'll have mercy on you. V'chom yishach zori v'en merachim, whoever is cruel and does not have mercy, is not compassionate, yishloch ha-shliach, you have to be concerned about his lineage. And the reason is she'en achzor is mitzvah l'begoyim, because cruelty of feeling a foreigner, achzor is like only like a foreigner, is only found by the Gentiles. Like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, achzori heimah, they're cruel, v'lo yirachimah, and they don't have mercy. Now, b'chol Yisrael, v'anilvalem, whereas the Jewish people and all those that are joining them, ka'achem, they're like brothers. Like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, b'anem atam l'shem akechem, you are all sons to Hashem, your God. Now, v'lo yirachimah, ach al ach, if we're all sons, then we're brothers. And if one brother does not have compassion on the other brother, mirachim lab, who will have mercy on him? Ulemi ani yisol nois in the name. And for who, for the poor, the Jewish people, should they lift up their eyes to? Halagoyim shestoy nois in meroitim lachrem, to the Gentiles that hate them and pursue them? Or in the name tluyis elachem, their eyes are only lifted up to their brothers, to their brethren, to the fellow Jews. Halacha gimel kolamalam inam v'natzaka, whoever turns a blind eye from charity, haris nekab liyal, he's considered a person who throws off the yoke. Just like an idol worship is called Belial, where we find that men who are lawless men went out and talks about Avodah Zarah over there, so it calls him Bnei Belial. What does it say regarding someone who turns a blind eye from charity? It says over there that lest there be something with your heart, Belial, without a yoke, which over there is talking about tzedakah. And so the Vnikra Rush is called a wicked person, and like it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'rachem Rishoyim Achzari, that the compassion of the wicked is cruelty. And Vnikra Chayte, he's called, as we say that he's called the Achzar, and it's calling him over there Rasha. Vnikra Chayte is called a sinner. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, V'kara Lecha El Hashem, that he's going to call out to you, regarding you to Hashem, with this poor person who you're not supporting, V'yibuchachet, and you're going to have a sin, so you call the Chayte. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korim L'Shavas Anim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the screams of the poor. Shalom, like says the Pasuk, Shavas Anim Atzis Ishma, the screams of the poor you hear, which there is no such Pasuk. In Eiv it says, V'tzakas Anim Yishma, but this is similar, however, regarding the Nusach of the Nusach Svard of the Bracha by Nishmas, Shavas Anim Atzis Ishma, Hashem hears the screams of the poor. U'lefikach Tzorch L'Zabat Zakasim, therefore one has to be careful with their screams. Shari bris kruslam, because there's a covenant that was binded for them. Shlomik says in the pasuk, "Vayki yitzak alai." So the pasuk in Shemais, Shem says that when they're going to scream out to me, "V'shemati geichan oni," I'm going to hear it because I'm compassionate, and therefore we have to be careful regarding the poor that are not getting what they need. Halacha dal kol anos tzedakah la'ani. Whoever gives charity to the poor, b'seiv upon rois, with a bad countenance, upon him kavushes b'karka, and his face is buried in the ground. Meaning you're not giving with a smile, but rather with a frown. I feel a nothing like 11 zuhum, even given 1,000 golden coins. Aber zechusa, if you see that he has lost his merits, and it's considered as a loss. Ela noisin lebesiv upon the yafa is rather should give him with a smiley ubesimcha with a happy face. Umisoinim atzurasi, and you should moan with them on this difficulty. Shnumak says in the pasuk in Eiv, emle vechiselik shayim says Eiv, and if I didn't cry with those who had a difficult that day, ugma nafshi leevyon, that my soul was in pain for the destitute. And he should speak them words of consolation and of comfort. Like it says in the pasuk over there, and the heart of the widow I helped sing. Let's say the poor asks from you, you don't have anything to give him. At least appease him with words. And also, it's forbidden to get angry at the poor person. Or like be a koyla b'tzakor, start screaming at him with a loud voice. Because his heart is broken and crushed. Like it says in Tehillim, Leib nishba benitke, the broken and crushed heart, Elikim leisiv, that God doesn't disgrace. Like it says in Pesuk in Yeshaya, Lahachi is ruach shvalim, to give life to the spirit of the downtrodden. Lahachi is leib nekoyim, and to give life to the heart of the crushed. V'oy lemishaychem es ani, woe to the one that embarrasses the pauper. Oy loy, woe to him. Eliyil lekov, rather should beat him like a father. Bim berachmim, whether with mercy, bim advarim, whether with words. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Eiv, Avon oichel avyoinim, I was a father for the destitute. Halacha vava, koyf achem litin stako. Whoever forces others to give charity, u'ma'as oisim, and causes them to do it, schari gadol mischar ha'naisin, his reward is greater than the one who actually gave the tzedakah. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'yem ma'aseh ha'tzedakah. Ma'aseh is the one who causes charity to be given. Shalom, he gets peace, whereas in regard to the one who actually gave the tzedakah, the pasuk just says hashkev vavetach, but shalom is greater than that, and that's the one who's making others give the tzedakah. Regarding the charity collectors and those who are similar to them, it says a pasuk in Daniel, umetzdiki harabim, those who cause charity for the public, kakechavim, are like the stars in the heaven. Now, in Halacha Zayin, Rambam goes and tells us eight levels, one higher than the other in the hierarchy of tzedakah. There are eight levels in regarding charity. One greater than the other. So he starts off with the greatest. The highest level that you don't have a greater act of charity than that is someone who supports a Jewish person who is on hard times. And he gives him a gift or a loan, or he makes a partnership with him, or he finds him a job to support him. That he won't have to come on to other people for handouts. That's what it says in B'yikav, and you should support Ger B'toshav, the resident convert and the righteous convert, and that he'll live with you. What's V'chazakta? Support him until he's not going to fall and have to come on to people, that you'll be able to sustain him. Now, a step lower than this is, someone gives charity to the poor, he doesn't know who he's giving to, and the pauper doesn't know who he's taking from. Sharizu mitzvah lishma, because that's a mitzvah for the sake of charity, because it's obviously no ulterior motive. You don't know, and he doesn't know. For example, like the chamber of silence that there was in the Beis HaMikdash, the silent chamber, meaning the hidden one, that the righteous would put in there silently, and then the poor of the upstanding people who are hard times, they would take from it also discreetly. So no one knew who was giving, no one knew who was taking. But Karvel is that close to this is a nisnul tech kupa shel tzedakah, someone gives to the kupa of the charity of the town, where, again, he doesn't know who he's giving it to. And the guy who's taking it doesn't know who he's getting it from. Now, but v'leidin odm tech kupa shel tzedakah, a person not put into the box of tzedakah of the community, elm ken yudea, unless he knows shamamunah neman v'chacham, that the one in charge is faithful and smart. And he knows to act appropriately, someone like the level of Chanan ben Tradin that the Gemara brings, that he was that charity collector. Halacha test, now paches mizel, level lower than this is, the one who's giving knows who he's giving it to, but the pauper doesn't know who he's taking from. Like the great sages, as the Gemara brings, they would go discreetly, they would put the monies by the entryway of the doors of the poor. Because every olasis, and it's appropriate to do like this, umalatevi, it's a great level. Those in charge of the tzedakah don't act appropriately, so you can't rely on them. So that's the most appropriate way. Go and give to who you know needs it, and you know that you're giving to the right avenues, and then they don't know who's giving it to them. Halacha yud, pachas mizel, less than this. That the poor knows who he's taking from, But Baliyad HaNaisin, the one who's giving it doesn't know who he's giving it to. Kugan Gedel HaChom, like the great sages that the Gemara brings, Shayutzorim HaMois B'Sidinehem, they would wrap up monies in their cloaks, U'mavshin L'Chareim, they would throw it behind them, U'boin Hanin M'Naitlim, and the poor would come and take it, that they shouldn't be embarrassed that they see that who they're giving to, so they know who they're taking from. The one who's giving doesn't know who he's giving it to. Halacha Yiral Pachas is less than this. Sheitin lebiyodah couldn't sheishal to give it to the poor before he even asks for it. Halacha Yid Beis Pachas is lower than this. Sheitin leachas sheishal that he should give it to him after that he's asking for it. Halacha Yid Gimel Pachas is less than this. Sheitin lepachas minero when you're giving him less than what's necessary, but b'seivu upon miyafas giving it with a favorable countenance. Halachid Dalad, Pachas Mazel, less than this, Sheetan Le Be'etzev, that you're going to give him less than what he needs, and you're giving it with a sour face, that's the lowest of them all. Halachid Tezvav. G'day L'Chacham, the great sages, Ha'yunaisim Pruta La'an the Kodim Kol Tzvila. They would give, even just a Pruta, but some type of money to the poor before every single time they daven. Vachkach Mespan, and only then would they daven. Shemek says, the Pasuk can tell him, Ani B'tzedek Echza B'necha, me with charity, then I see your face, Hashem, which a person should first give tzedakah before he davens. Now, look at the Zend, Rabbi continues regarding the preference of giving charity to whom? Someone gives food to his adult sons and daughters. That he has no obligation to feed them. And he's doing it so that the males could go ahead and learn Torah. And that the daughters should be able to go in the straight path. They shouldn't be disgraced. Even if he supports his father and his mother with the halacha of kibbutz av aim is only from their money, not from his own, and he's using his own money, hariz b'chal tzedakah, this is included in charity, and actually with tzedakah gedolah, it's actually a great charity, shakarev kaidim, because actually the closer relative actually comes first. And v'chal amachal umashka anim esayim al shulchan, whoever feeds and drinks the paupers and the orphans on this table, hariz akarev l'Hashem yaneu, he's going to call out Hashem, and Hashem will respond to him, umesaning, and he'll get the delight. Shemek says, "Buzzing in Yeshaya, Oz Tikkur." Then he's going to call out the one that gives has the Yisaimim and the Aniim. Hashem Yan, Hashem will respond. And as the pasuk concludes, "Oz Tisanik Al Hashem," and then this person will get the delight of Hashem. Halachi Zayin, Tzibu Chacham. The sages commanded, and this is a Mishnah Masechtas Avos. Sheiven Evesa Shal Adam, that the members of a person's household should be Aniim, the Yisaimim should be the paupers and the orphans. Bimkoyim Avad, instead of getting the non-Jewish slaves. Because mutably l'shamesh be'elu, better use these destitute Jews, the Yehonu b'nei Avram, Mitzav Yaakov n'chasev, and let the sons of Avram, Mitzav Yaakov, get pleasure from his assets, v'lo Yehonu b'em Zeracham, and that it shouldn't be the descendants of Cham, of the descendants of the slaves, to have benefit from it, because shekolam arba avadim, whoever increases slaves, b'chol yoyim b'yoyim, meisav ched v'avim b'olmi, increases every single day, sin and iniquity in the world, like the Mishnah teaches and others, you have more shvachis, you have more morality, you have more avadim, you have more theft. But whereas if someone has his members of his household, the poor that they're helping out, every single moment is actually increasing merits and mitzvahs. Halachat Ches Ram continues regarding that it's better not to take tzedakah. A person should always push himself and roll around in pain, and not have to come out to other people. They shouldn't throw himself on the public to support him. So the sages commanded, and they said, even make your Shabbos like a weekday type of meal, and don't have to come out to other people. And even if he was a sage, an honorable person, became poor, let him go ahead and take a profession. And even a disgraceful profession. But he not have to come to other people. Better let him skin the hides of dead animal carcasses. And not tell people, Chacham Gadlani, but I'm a great sage. Koinani, I'm a koin, parnasuni, support me. And this was the command of the sages. Now, Gedol HaChachamim, says the Rambam, from the greatest of the sages, there were wood choppers, when they said curries, those who would carry the beams, and they would draw the water for the gardens. They would make the iron, and the coals. But they didn't come out to ask from the people. And actually, they actually didn't even want to receive from them when they wanted to give to them. Now, whoever does not need to take, and he deceives the people and he takes, in a mason, he's not going to die from old age, until he's going to actually have to come onto other people. He's included what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, cursed is the person that trusts in man. Now, whoever has to take, and he actually can't even, he can't survive. Unless he would take, for example, zaken, an elderly person, a chayla, or a sick person, a bali yisurin, or someone that has afflictions, or megis daitvein, and he's arrogant, and he doesn't want to take, he's a shevach adam, he's considered as a murderer, and he's liable for his own life. And for all the pain that he's going through, he's only having sins and guilt. Now, in contrast, if someone needs to take, but he pains himself, but he's able to push the moment, he's able to live a difficult life, that it doesn't make it difficult for the public. In contrast, he could survive, it's just very, very difficult. Then he's not going to die from old age until he supports others from what he has. Love and on him, and regarding anyone similar to this, Nemet says the pasuk, Baruch HaGever, blessed is the person, Hashayivtach Hashem, that trusts in Hashem, Baruch Rechman Desayim, blessed is Hashem, who helped us finish the halachas of Matnas Aniyim.